Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. For months now, we have been hearing constant complaints about the cost of energy. Gas prices over $4 a gallon. Anhydrous ammonia prices have skyrocketed because of the cost of natural gas. And the cost of food is up, not coming down because the explosion in energy prices. Under these circumstances, you would think the Congress would come forward with a comprehensive plan to deal with the crisis. But no. They want to tax the oil companies for profiteering. They want to blame the speculators. That will not solve the problem. They are just grandstanding. This is not complicated. We need oil. We need gas. Let's drill for it. President Bush authorized drilling off the coast this week. It has been off limits for 30 years. And even now, unless the Congress agrees, the president's green light means nothing. Polls show that 57% of our citizens want us to drill. We have no one to blame but ourselves for the energy problems we face today. For decades, we have refused exploration of our own reserves off the continental shelf, in Alaska, in the western states. You can't drill here. You can't build a refinery there. No nuclear plant here. Not in my backyard. Our energy policy is held hostage by fanatical environmentalism, and they aren't the majority. They are a tiny minority, anti-science, embracing a radical ideology. Now, they argue that if we drill now, it will take years before new energy will come online. Are we to assume that in 7 or 8 years we just won't need oil or gas? That's absurd. The longer we wait, the more of our wealth is transferred to the Middle East and other countries. The jobs that we could keep here at home go to countries halfway around the globe. Where is our brain? In addition to conservation, we need to pursue every possible reasonable source of energy. Oil, gas, coal, nuclear, wind, solar, and yes, ethanol. It would be nice if the Congress would listen to the people. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.